Sunday, June 8th. Yesterday, some friends of ours from Mississippi were up, so we went down to Washington, D.C. We saw the Lincoln Memorial, and we saw the World War II Memorial, and then the Vietnam Memorial. A lot of wars. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, so I'm gonna play the song by the Old Crow Medicine Show. It's gonna be the first time I've ever played this song, and we'll see. It's called It's a Big Time in the Jungle. A young man about 21, no different than you or I. He's catching catfish and getting drunk. But Uncle Sam called, he called him up, sent him off to Vietnam. That young man got his life turned upside down, turned his smile into a frown, robbed the king of his crown for an ideal he didn't even know about. He was gambling at the wagon when the army man showed up, and he flashed that pen and paper, and old Foogie, he signed up. Gonna be a big time in the jungle, gonna be a firefight, gonna be a rumble. Send me out to Vietnam, I'll fight 10 men. I got nothing left in the States for me. I wanna see the world, you see, and I know that Uncle Sam needs me to fight for an ideal I know nothing about. On the drop point was dusty, and the drill sergeant was loud, and he could not see the corpses for the raging dust cloud. Grab your duffel bags, head to the checkpoint. Welcome to Vietnam, boys, you're in for a hell of a fight. Take it from the ones who know, the army moves slow. Hurry up and wait, don't sleep late, and learn to hate your brother before you learn to hate your foe. On patrol out in the rice fields, them choppers, they flew low, glancing for the hand signal to tell you where to go. Then the bomb started falling, and they pounded his brain, and he thought about Utah. Who was to blame for sending him to Vietnam? The Vietnam Memorial was the most depressing or the most emotion-stirring, because that's a war that was going on pretty much the entire time I was growing up. And then just to see all those names there and how many people died over a period of 15 or 16 years, just boggles the imagination. So, that's it. Have a good week.